you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to do open lines this morning, and I would love to hear from you. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. But I thought I'd share with you something that I think that you should know. Now, I do not believe the world is going to end next year or the year after that, or that the Lord is coming at that time. I don't think that we know when the Lord is coming, but I do expect that there are going to be some very important things happening from a financial point of view that are going to affect you for the remainder of your life. First of all, there's the ancient prophecies of the Mayan calendar that supposedly the world is going to end in the year 2012, and I don't really believe that, but I believe that there's something important about that date. And then there is, of course, some of the prophecies of Nostradamus, hundreds of years old, that actually picked this time. Well, probably just coincidence. Tom Horn has written a fascinating book, which we carry, called Apollyon Rising 2012. And I wrote the foreword to the book a little skeptical. When I wrote my foreword, I just didn't know what to make of it. But a lot of things have happened since I wrote that foreword that draw my attention to this as a very important time. Certainly there is the writings of our New Agers, and the New Agers, Constance Cumby, she reads the writings of these people. There are millions of them in America tied into this occult movement, this movement which rejects conventional Christianity, and every major city in America has a metaphysical bookstore. Everyone, as far as I can, that I've been able to find. And, of course, here the people congregate. You can go there. You can find out there's usually more people in the metaphysical bookstore than the regular bookstore. Literally every regular bookstore has a section on metaphysical books. Even many Christian or so-called Christian bookstores have sessions, have areas for metaphysical books. People who are in contact with the other dimension. And there is another dimension. There's a spiritual dimension. And according to Constance, if you read their publications, why, they all talk about that the year 2012 is the key year from their point of view. Where, of course, they think that maybe their world leaders coming back now. remember, they've thought their leader was coming back in the 20s and 30s with Krishnamurti, and they thought the leader was coming to power in 1980, 1981, 1982. They even ran a major ads in many of the major newspapers, and of course it didn't turn out that way. God is going to determine the timetable on this, but there are lots of interesting things, certainly, that point to the fact that something big is in the offering. I talked to Tom Horn recently. He said that many of the ancient Jewish writings, things written 500 or 600 years ago, suggested that the period 212 to 13 was a very important time. Certainly, if you read John Williams' treatise, I don't know how many of you follow John Williams, but he has a website. It's called shadowstats.com. And John is a economist. Certainly, he is the source of a great deal of our information as to what the real rate of inflation, the real unemployment rate, the real GDP are. And you'll find that many of the conservative economists actually refer to Williams and his writings. Well, if you go to his website, shadowstats.com, and I really suggest that you do, he has a treatise there on hyperinflation. It's Hyperinflation 2011, and it's a series he's been writing and updating, and the latest one is, I think, May of this year. And in that, he actually talks about the fact that we're going to have an economic catastrophe in America. We're going to have hyperinflation. And by hyperinflation, he's not talking about Weimar type of hyperinflation, but simply probably 50% inflation. But you don't need too many years of 50% inflation before your money becomes useless. And he says this will be here by the year 2014 and or sooner. He doesn't know what is coming, but hyperinflation is sure to come. And why? Well, it's very simply because the government spending 43 cents out of every dollar has to be borrowed. And who are they borrowing it from? Well, other countries are no longer lending us money. So very surreptitiously, why the Federal Reserve System is simply printing money, and they've printed trillions of dollars, and it's all sitting out there, and of course it's feeding inflation. The true inflation rate's about 11% now, 11.8%, I think, are the latest figures. Now, the government is not going to admit that because they use the low figure of 2% inflation to calculate GDP. If they told you the truth, why GDP has been falling for a number of years, because GDP is dependent upon the rate of growth, then you have to factor in the true inflation. So government officials are simply lying to the people to give it the impression that everything is fine and the GDP is growing, whereas it's actually shrinking as the wicked people in charge of our economy continue sending our jobs overseas, and they're continuing to do that. They're continuing to reward corporations that move overseas by not making them pay corporate taxes, whereas if they stay here, they pay a 35% tax. And they never tell you that the real official policy of America is to drive industry out of this country, drive manufacturing out, drive jobs out of this country. And of course, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be back in a moment. Look forward to talking.
The If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Dan, it's open lines this morning, so please give us a call. And who do we have on the line?
Yes, sir. My name is Nick Spur, and I didn't understand the website you said. Shadow, what was the last part?
Well, now, you're speaking to John Williams' website?
Yes, sir. Shadow, what was the rest of it?
Shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, doctor.
And it's well worthwhile going there. His information good. Now, he does have a subscription service, but he has a lot of information there that's free. And certainly you can pull down his treatise on hyperinflation 2011. And read it. It's about 65 pages. I've read it twice. And he just explains to you why we have to have hyperinflation, that he thinks it'll be here by at the latest 2014 and perhaps sooner. And with that, of course, will become just a total disruption of our society because the whole financial system breaks down when you start getting inflation at that level. Anything else you'd like to say? All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And I've mentioned Nostradamus, I mentioned the Mayan calendar, I mentioned Constance Cumby, I mentioned the fact that the New Agers are writing about this as the time when we're going to have the crisis, how John Williams has said this is the time there's going to be a crisis. One of the more interesting things is, of course, our conversations with Lindsay Williams. And we have Lindsay on, and some people love Lindsay, other people hate Lindsay, but his information is sometimes repetitive, but some of it, I think, is very important. It's very seldom when we get a chance to get information from one of the insiders. And believe me, there is a group of insiders that rule the world. We can see that beautifully manifest in what's happened over in Europe recently when the newly appointed Prime Minister of Greece was a man named Papademos, and he just happened to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. And the newly appointed Prime Minister of Greece, his name is Mario Monti, and he just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. In fact, when Barack Obama became president, he appointed the members, I think 12 members of the Trilateral Commission, to surround them. There's certainly less than 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and yet 12 of them surrounded Barack Obama. Why? Well, Chris Barry Goldwater said it best in his book, With No Apologies, on page 280. Incidentally, used copies of the book are available from Radio Liberty. That's With No Apologies. And on page 280, why Barry Goldwater says this. He says the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, but David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to control the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the government of the United States, by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. That's his exact wording. And that was in 1979, the following year, Ronald Reagan ran for president, and he was critical of Jimmy Carter because Jimmy Carter had a number of members of the Trilateral Commission in his cabinet and in key positions in his government. In fact, he had, I think, 250, 260 members of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR in his government. And Ronald Reagan ran on that proposition, you know, criticizing Reagan, criticizing President Carter and pointing out how, you know, un-American this was, and that this was a group not working in the interest of our nation. And yet, when Ronald Reagan became president, he had a similar number of people from the Trilateral Commission in his administration. And Ronald Reagan, according to David Rockefeller, even invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner. And you'll see that in David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, which we do carry. It's an important book. Not that you can believe everything David Rockefeller says, but he does admit he's part of a secret cabal that's working against the best interests of the United States. And what they're doing is raising the living standards throughout the rest of the world. He doesn't mention they, in fact, have to lower the living standards here, but he talks about the fact that Ronald Reagan invited the members of the Trilateral Commission of the White House. You'll never read this in the regular media, nor the fact that, I mean, every successful administration has members of this little tiny cabal in key positions. Well, this takes us back to Lindsey Williams. And, of course, Lindsey befriended and eventually was fairly close to a man named Ken Fromm before Ken died. I think it was last December, about a year ago. But Ken Fromm was he wasn't a member of the Trilateralists, but he had access to information on what was really planned. And what Lindsey was told by Ken Fromm, and Lindsey relayed this to me, I think, in 2008, as I remember. But he said, Ken Fromm had said, by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, he didn't explain what he meant by that. I think he meant that the dollar would cease to lose its prominence as the key currency of the world. And, of course, the fact is that Ken had told Lindsey that the elite did not use paper money. They knew it was fraudulent. They knew it was going to collapse. In fact, everything we're doing today, the government is doing today, is aimed at destroying the value of your currency. When, of course, almost everything the average person has is related to currency. Their pension funds, their insurance policies, their annuities, their bonds. And most people are into bonds. Oh, I want to be in something safe. I'm in government bonds, or I'm invested in the money market, and all of this is going to be destroyed when they destroy our currency, and the elite are going to do that. And what Mr. Fromm told Lindsey is, you should be using our currency. They did ask, well, what is your currency? And they said, Ken Fromm said gold and silver. Of course, they control the value of that. I don't know if you saw what happened this morning, but they took it down to $1,582 an ounce this morning. They're able to manipulate the prices, not completely, but temporarily they can manipulate them through the commodity markets. What's happening, of course, is that other countries now, for the first time, are buying up large sums of gold and silver. You see, the elite already have large sums of gold and silver. They've been collecting this for years, and certainly when our central bank sells large amounts of gold, why the either other central banks buy it up or the elite buy it up? They're storing it because they know the whole financial system is coming down. And this is what, in essence, why Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams. That is why you must make your plans accordingly. You must read certainly what I believe John Williams said. He's certainly no right-wing extremist. And yet when I came to the end of his essay on hyperinflation 2011, he sounded just like Bob Chapman or so many of our other guests who talk about the catastrophic times that are coming. So I hope you're making your preparations. Certainly most people will not. Most people will not be prepared. And the majority, the vast majority of the American people are going to be impoverished within a relatively few years, because when you destroy the value of a currency, why, you impoverish the people, and there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy its currency. And the elite know that. That's why they're doing it. Because out of the coming period of chaos and crisis, and there is a period of chaos and crisis coming, within the next several years, is going to come a demand for more government control so we can preserve our freedom. And you do not preserve your freedom by having more government control. Everything is on a timetable. And one reason, I believe, for bringing lots of the troops home from overseas, from Iraq, in addition to, of course, the fact that Obama is going to be running for election next year, and he wants to look like a peace president, which he's not. He is a president who's owned and controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, does their bidding. But of course, he wants to look pretty good for the people. And look, I ended the war over there, but the question nobody's going to ask is, why did you keep it going for three more years when there was no reason for it? I mean, you had all of our American soldiers being blown up by these IDE, these explosive devices. And, of course, the trigger for them was manufactured right here in the United States, up in Minnesota. And you mean to tell me that it took them 10 years to figure that out? But we haven't cut down on the explosive devices. We knew this in 2006. And allow them to be continued to be produced. I suspect we've known it all along. But of course, you have to have an enemy. And it's not the explosive devices. It's who plants the explosive devices and who manufactures the explosives and then allows those triggers for the explosives to be actually planted where they're killing our soldiers. And, of course, the triggers for the explosives were manufactured in Minnesota, just as during the Second World War, so many of the weapons that were used by Adolf Hitler and the Nazis were manufactured by American companies in Germany. General Motors, General Electric, AT&T, Ford Motor Company, IBM, they're financed by great American banks, the tanks and the planes and the trucks that were used. Of course, their gasoline and their oil, a lot of it came from Exxon. You have to have an armed enemy, or you can't have a war. And that's the tragic story of World War II. And the fact most Americans have never heard of that. All they hear is the heroism of our soldiers. But nobody ever talks about the betrayal by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And this is all covered in the number of books we carry. Information most people don't understand any more than they understood that during the Vietnam War, we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed our boys who went there and fought valiantly. But how would a little country the size of the state of Mississippi, a little tiny country like North Vietnam, stand against the mightiest nation in the world, the rotated 2.5 million soldiers in and out of Vietnam during the 10-year Vietnam period? How could they possibly maintain themselves against our massive airstrike? Why? Because we never tried to win the war. I was told, and I've said this before, but by two people, one William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos, who was in Paris with Kissinger negotiating the peace accord, and by General Lewis Walt. We have an interview with General Lewis Walt, which you can get from my ministry, that we could have won the war in 6 weeks. We were just never allowed to invade North Vietnam and end the war. Instead, we sent our boys up Hamburger Hill, and they were slaughtered, and then we captured the hill, and then we pulled them back, and then we sent our boys up Hamburger Hill again. They were slaughtered, and then we pulled them back, and then we sent them up again. And my number is 877-254-7524. It's open line. Give us a call. Another war is coming, headed by the same people as others. No win war. Give us a call.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Ram Commercial Truck Season presents Dreams of a Small Business Owner. I'm a small business owner who wants to better my business, so I'm looking at Ram commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. Reliable engines, low cost of ownership, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got $1,000 on-the-job incentives, special consumer cash offers, and qualifying new tax incentives. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram. And now during commercial truck season, business owners get $6,700 in total values on a 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Maximum tax expense eligibility $500,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB, 877-668-4356, or go to ramtrucks.com. Values include cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer end December 31st. Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We don't have anything planned, so give us a call. We'd like to talk about what you'd like to talk about. But I had an interesting conversation yesterday afternoon with a gentleman named Pavlov, and I wouldn't even try to, Pavel, P-A-V-E-L, I wouldn't even try to pronounce his last name, but he's a Russian, went to England, but because, of course, he couldn't stay in Russia, his life was endangered. And it was endangered because he went through the Russian archives. And the secret archives, of course, were opened up in 1990, 1991, when, of course, the phony fall of the Soviet Union, but there was an opportunity to go through the archives, and he wrote a book and went into the background of Desert Storm, and in fact, I'm going to be getting the book and reading it, and of course, all the secret agreements that were made during that time between our government and the Soviet government, and when he was talking about Russia, and of course, why Russia collapsed. Why did Russia collapse? Well, Russia collapsed because socialism doesn't work. Because, of course, the whole economy was falling apart, and the only way they were going to get more aid from America, and the America could justify giving them more aid, because, of course, the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, always wanted to finance the Soviet Union. We financed 1918 on. Socialism doesn't work. It didn't work in Russia, and without constant infusions of large amounts of money and technology, why it would have collapsed, you know, long before. But it was ready to collapse again, and we needed an excuse to send the money and to develop their oil fields. And so basically because of the collapse of socialism, why then, of course, we sent our corporations over. We had the export-import bank, all of the various government agencies were then able to finance, certainly State Department loans, able to finance the oil wells that we drilled for Russia and the natural gas wells we drilled for Russia that made Russia the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the world. And that is because of American corporations going over there, financed with your tax money. We creating, once again, the best enemies money can buy. The documentation on that is covered in a little pamphlet we offer called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, and all the sources of information and who was behind it and all the government agencies that worked to build up communism after the so-called 45 fall in 1991, because the whole system collapsed because socialism doesn't work. And yet we have far more socialism in America today than they ever had in Russia. Well, who's on the line? Who's calling in? Who's calling in? I believe somebody's calling in. Our number is 877-254-7524. Is there a caller on the line? I don't hear any voices, so hopefully our producer will find out who's there, or somebody else will call in and we can talk to them. But basically, you know, as I was thinking just the other day, what brought it to mind, it was a big article in the paper that talked about this little lady with a limited income who was living up in New England somewhere, and because of the cut back in government spending, why she wasn't going to get money to buy fuel oil in, you know, this winter. And she was probably going to freeze to death in her home because she wasn't going to be able to afford free fuel oil. Well, of course, you know, the thing is that you get older and you need to have fuel oil. You ought to be living in the warmer part of our country. This is one reason why a lot of people move down to the Arizona, New Mexico area, and older people go down there because they can't tolerate the cold. But I was got thinking about it, you know, and basically we do. The government offers fuel subsidies to people here in America. Hi, who do we have calling in?
Yes, sir. First of all, I just want to say a couple comments, but thank you very much, Dr. Stan, for all your hard work. I really appreciate all you do. The comments that I have are this, Dr. Stan, and if I could just, it'll be a couple comments and without interruption, and then I'll just get off the line and listen to the answer.
All right, fine, but please speak just a little louder, a little slower, go right ahead.
Okay, sir. My comments are as this, is that to prepare for what's coming is pretty much unpreparable. Especially Christ in the Bible says, "Go, ye old rich man, weep and howl for all that you save, for the last days have come to naught in 1 hour. Your gold shall be taken, your silver will be thrown into the street because it will become worthless." So the fact of the matter is gold and silver, food, if you do save up food, they're going to come and take it. So the fact of the matter is, Dr. Stan, you're not going to prepare for it. So the only way you're going to prepare is be spiritually prepared. And that's my comment is trust in Christ. Everything that's happening is for a purpose. It's Christ's purpose. He doesn't allow anything to happen without his say-so. And as far as I'm concerned, hey, come on home, because that's the way it's going to be. So thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Bye.
All right. Well, of course, the gentleman is calling in. He says, don't make any preparations at all. He said that all you have to do is have faith in the Lord, and I do believe you have to have faith in the Lord. I think you should have a relationship to him. But what happens if Christ returns 50 years or 30 years or 20 years after America's fallen and your gold and silver at that time will be worth nothing? But what's going to happen in the meantime if we have an economic collapse to the people who made no preparation? And the Lord doesn't come for 20 or 30 or 40 years. We don't know when the Lord is going to return. But I say to this gentleman, if you don't want to make any preparations, why don't make any preparations? But don't be critical of the people who do try to look after themselves. And don't bemoan your fate when we move into a period of chaos and crisis. If things happen and the Lord should return in the very near future, why we can look forward to that. But I don't know he's going to return. I'm talking about an economic crisis. And I stipulated when I began my discussion that I was not talking about the end of the world. I believe what this gentleman is doing, quoting from the Bible, is quoting about the prophesied time that comes when the end of the world does come, and your gold and silver won't do you a bit of good. But in the meantime, we have to survive in a corrupt world. And if you don't want to make any preparations, don't do it. But don't criticize people who do, and certainly don't ask for help when, of course, this whole thing comes crashing down, which it is going to do. We have another caller. Go right ahead.
Hello there, Dr. Hello, Dr. Stan. My name is Donna, and I'm calling in regard to the previous comment. The Lord said it is not for us to know when he will return, but we are to be about his business and to occupy our time and space until he does return. So,
Hold that thought. I agree with it totally. We'll be back in a moment. I number 877-254-7524.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Island Grill Loveland reminds listeners and parents drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, and inhalants are a problem that affect the entire family. They ruin lives, break hearts and homes, and destroy childhood dreams. It's not just someone else's children. A talk today may save a future, a mind, or even a child's life. That's from Island Grill Loveland, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Island Grill in Loveland, 110 East 29th Street in Loveland. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our number is 877-254-7524. Is our caller still on the line?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead now. Oh, please reiterate the point that you were making.
Okay, so the point is that we are not to know when the time of the Lord will be when he returns, but we are to be about his business until he returns. And there's a thing called discernment that the Holy Spirit gives us, which allows for us to recognize the times that we live in and to be prepared. So I don't think that we are not meant to live in fear, because that's a trick of the adversary, to live in fear, but we are to be about his business, the Lord's business, that is, about being prepared for the benefit of our family and to be able to help others when crisis comes. So that was my point, sir. Thank you, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. The thing is that I would hope the Lord's coming. I don't think he's going to be here this next year or the next couple of years, but I do believe there's going to be a financial collapse. And the Lord knows what's going to happen. He has a timetable. But as the caller said, we do not know what it is. And not to make preparations for difficult times, I think, is foolish. Or to try to discourage others from making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead is foolish, with the idea that all we have to do is just do absolutely nothing and rely on the Lord. In the final analysis, perhaps that's all we will have. Perhaps we will lose everything. But in the meantime, he told us to occupy until I come. And I'm going to tell people to make your preparations. I'm going to stress the spiritual significance of what's going on today and the fact that there are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing the people who are intent upon destroying our nation. But as far as encouraging people to make preparations, I will. And those of you who do not want to, why, I suggest that get rid of your gold and silver and your wealth, give it all away, and just wait for God to come. Well, this has happened too many times in the past, and too many people have heeded the false prophets, whether it be Harold Camping or certainly leaders of certain religious organizations, who said the Lord's coming on such and such a date. So, sell everything you have, because you're not going to need it. Send the money to us. And I was wondering, well, the Lord's coming. Why does the ministry want your money? Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. I'd like to know what you think about this. Do you think it's really possible that we might see a collapse of our monetary system? Do you think it's possible that the wonderful nation we've lived in could collapse because, of course, our government is spending 43 cents out of every dollar that the government spend is borrowed money. At the present time, of course, we know that the federal government has took them 200 years from 1789 until in the year 1980, from about 1789 to 1980, accumulated $1 trillion in debt. At the present time, why we're accumulating over $1 trillion in debt, $1.3 trillion in debt every year. And by the time Barack Obama leaves office, he will have increased the national debt $5 trillion. And he's doing it intentionally. At least he's carrying out the orders of the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls him, because they want to bring down the financial structure of this nation. Who's calling? Who's calling?
Lloyd?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to maybe just agree with the last one of the last callers you had about preparing. I have no problem with people preparing for, you know, what's coming. And I do believe that, you know, our financial system is going to collapse. I think God's judgment, frankly, is on the financial system in our country, the medical system, and the legal system. Because you look at all three of those systems, and the wisdom has completely been drained from them. If you look at the results of what they try to accomplish, it's really sad, because it is really, they've lost all of their elements of goodness and righteousness. And if there was ever any there, it seems to be gone. And as far as that, that last caller, I agree. I don't know. I don't believe you can really prepare. You can try. And I don't have any problem with people who do try to prepare for what's coming. But ultimately, like the man said, if you've got food, somebody's going to come and get it. If you've got gold and silver, yeah, what's that going to be worth? Ultimately, unless you prepare your heart and are seeking, you know, the things of God and really purifying your heart before God as much as that's possible. I know we're sinners, but I mean, just doing our thing before God and loving Him, I don't know. To me, that's the absolute most important.
All right, then you don't. Do you object to people make preparations?
No, I don't have any problem with people making preparation. Not at all. I mean, I think that's just my opinion.
I would agree with you totally. I think that in the final analysis, it's only our relationship with God that will see us through. But in the meantime, you should make preparations for your family, because you do not know when this is going to, when the Lord's going to return. But we do, the mess it is today is because they've taken over our churches, they've taken over our seminaries, and the evil ones are in positions of power at every level of the nation. Okay, fine. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say?
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. And certainly, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if there's anything that we can accomplish through our ministry, it's hopefully pointing people towards our Lord. If you don't have a personal relationship with Him, let me suggest you start in with the Gospel of John. Read the Gospel of John and see what Jesus actually said about Himself. And then, of course, we carry a number of excellent sermons by our Pastor Billy Crowell. We have him on regularly. We hope that people will get his DVDs, because, of course, he ends up every one of his sermons with a plea to come to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord. Who's calling? I guess for other time, they want to hang on. We'll take that when we get back.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, do we still have a caller on the line? Do we still have a caller?
Hello?
Yes, did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I agree with you on pretty much everything you're saying about this country's headed for some real bad times and that the people in power are not good, but I heard a story one time that I thought kind of fits this gentleman that said we shouldn't prepare, brought this story to mind. Big rainstorm comes and the house starts to flood and it's up about, water's up about knee deep, and guy comes by in a big four-wheel drive pickup and says, hop in, I got room, I get you out of here. The guy standing on the front step says, no, my Lord will save me. Well, a little while later, water's up about 4 or 5 foot deep. Fella comes by in a rowboat and says, hop in and I'll get you out of here. The guy says, no, my God will save me. Rain keeps coming. He climbs up on the roof, and he's standing on the roof about knee deep in the water. Helicopter comes by and drops the ladder, says, no, my God will save me. Well, not much later, he drowns and gets up to heaven, and he says, God, why didn't you save me? And the Lord says, I tried 3 times, and you wouldn't listen, wouldn't take the help I sent you. And I'm wondering if that doesn't fit some of the people in today's world. They're not willing to help the Lord help them.
I agree with you totally. I love that story. And it points out that some people are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Hey, I got to run, but God bless. Thanks for sharing that with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Some people are so heavenly minded, they're just no earthly good. And, of course, if you can't survive here, you can't do the Lord's work, and you're going to have to be able to look after yourself. Either that or become totally dependent upon the government. And believe me, why the government has their camps all prepared for people like you. Well, right now, of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners and my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you, especially as we approach the end of the year and would like to end up in the best shape we can. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we've recommended it. If you haven't heard our talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, and got the syllabus goes with it. It gives you the documentation of all the fraudulent wars we've been in the last 100 years. And of course, we're going to another war. We're going into a massive war in the Middle East. How it's going to stack up, I can't give you the details, but it's very obvious. This is where the next war is going to be. We're pulling all of our troops out of Iraq, where we're leaving 17,000 people, many of whom are heavily armed contract agents. They are people from our military who retired, and they're no longer combat troops. They're just simply, they are simply heavily armed contractors who are there, thousands of them in Iraq. So everything is a matter of perception. They can say we pulled all of our combat troops out. We've left all the armed men behind. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Congressman Ron Paul and pray for President Biden. Thank you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation.